The sale of new and used vehicles is booming at Guyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie.
Thanks in part to the high-tech internet, our business here at Guyer's is reaching out far beyond West Central Ohio.
Todd Guyer says that customers are coming from hundreds and hundreds of miles away.
Recently, an airline pilot from Washington, D.C. flew into Dayton. We picked him up.
Wow.
And he drove back to D.C. in one of our quality pre-owned Ram trucks.
And recently, he had a family come all the way up from Nashville, Tennessee to Guyer's.
Yes, we did. That was just last weekend. A guy called and he drove from Nashville up here. Him and his wife picked up a trade-in truck we had here, just what he was looking for, and he drove back the same day.
You are always greeted with a big smile at Guyer's.
My whole family's bought new and used cars at Guyer's. Right people, right place, and right price.
On the web at GAIERSinc.com. Need tires or service for your car or truck? M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie is popular for its quality work that will get your vehicle running right.
I know very little about cars, but I have developed a lot of trust and confidence in Jeff Gephardt and his staff at M&A.
Cost is reasonable at M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie. It's fair and honest.
Comparable or even lower prices than service at other shops.
And more than 1,000 tires are in stock at M&A Muffler and Tires.
At M&A Muffler and Tire, we have a big tire sale you'll never get tired of.
All kinds of brands.
We've got big savings on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, BF Goodrich, Mastercraft, and all major brands of tires.
A really neat service at M&A is free pickup and delivery. It's so convenient.
Total auto and light truck repair at M&A Muffler and Tires, Main Street in Fort Loramie.
Wouldn't take my car anywhere else.
Talk to Geppy, Jeff Gephardt at 800-474-4123.
They're playing basketball.
All around the
we
world.
We are the best basketball.
Right corner, Fisher jacks up a three. Good! There it is again, number two for Allie Fisher in this quarter. Here's a drive into the lane, handoff to Drew Brodigan. On the arc, Blessing, he's available. Got it from three-point territory. Backcourt, it goes to Cook up ahead to Gadosh. Pulls up and tries to light it up for three-point land and does. Brooke Gadosh, a 23-footer for Anna.
Join the excitement on scoresbroadcast.com.
Gliding through the lane, off balance, Sherman banks it right in front. Got it to go. Good play by Sherman. He went to work on Bryce Sosman. Deep right corner, Rayan Fry. Dribble drive, running one-hander. Banked it in. Nicely done by Rayan Fry with a second left in the first half. Oh, look at Benjamin go to work. Driving down the left side of the lane. Dixie to maneuver by Benjamin with the left hand. Wow. A terrific play by Wyatt Benjamin.
Enjoy all those terrific plays on your phone or computer. Follow the Anna Rockets, Bodkins Trojans, Fairlawn Jets, Fort Loramie Redskins, Houston Wildcats, Jackson Center Tigers, Rushi Raiders, Versailles Tigers, Minster Wildcats, Lehman Catholic Cavaliers, and Sydney Yellow Jackets.
Rogers comes out to catch, hands off to Gordon. Gordon spots up, launches a three. Good! He hit it from 22 feet. Andre Gordon, line drive, shot, nothing but Gord. 43-26, it's a track meet right now. Chieftains don't want that. They do not want to run with them. Rebound Gordon. Oh, no, look, pass ahead to Bowser. Driving low up, got it.
So many players excel on scoresbroadcast.com.
What a game. Raiders win it by 12. Who's the Clancy's award winner for both clubs?
Well, on the Rushi side, there's a lot of choices, but I'm going to go with Cole Tevy. I just thought he was terrific. He's undersized for the position he has to play. That every game that kid comes out and just does an amazing job.
Back to Heron. She lines up a three. It looks like it's good from here. It is. Maria Heron hits another one.
You're going to have trouble beating Rushi when she's getting 26 on you.
Here's Heron all the way down the lane, all the way to the rack. Shovels left hand. Good by Maria Heron. Unstoppable in this game.
I'd like to see her and Andre Gordon go at it.
Superb teams go at it every night.
Ball lobbed into Bringer foul line. One dribble down the lane. She's open all the way to the rack for two. Courtney Bringer deals to Reckerman on the arc. She steps inside it. Jump shot at the buzzer. 18-footer. Got it. Reckerman finished the first half for Minster with a buzzer-beating two-pointer.
Buzzer beaters and perfect passes.
Oh, what a nice wraparound pass. Beautifully done by Cassie Meyer. She got double teamed, knew somebody had to be open. threw the ball below the basket along the bottom of the key to Olivia Clark. She was the beneficiary of a fine pass again from Cassie Meyer. Oh, here's a great pass down the floor. Keyshawn Johnson, a 50-foot heave to Kirkner, low on the left. He beat everybody down the court. Caught it as he was going up. Great assist, Keyshawn Johnson. Going back out on the play to Vanessa Winter. Open from 15. Bullseye. Vanessa Winter's on the money.
Money? Enjoy scoresbroadcast.com free of cost. There's no other high school play-by-play internet service like it. We're the radio on your phone.
If you guys enjoy what we do here, and if you enjoy the high school basketball in Shelby County as much as we like bringing it to you, let the sponsors know. Let them know that you appreciate what they're doing, you know, because they're not making the money off of us. They're giving us this opportunity to bring these games to you. So if you get a chance, make sure you let these sponsors know how much you appreciate their sponsoring us.
Andy Pierce, middle of the floor, bounce pass, baseline right to Siegel, reverse way up, he sticks it in. Gasson made it happen. He navigated the paint, burning into the lane. Hand off to Gasson, elbow in the left, fadeaway, 12-footer, in! What a shot by Gasson! It's tied up! It's tied up!
Since 2007, 400,000 listeners have been tied up, too, on game nights, listening to scoresbroadcast.com.
Oh, looky here. Murphy is in the open area behind the arc, and he lofts in a long triple for Jackson Center. Got it! Hit the buzzer! Chest high, a good place to receive it, catch and shoot right away, and he carved it in, beating the horn, and the Redskins are up 7-30-23 at the end of three on scores.
It is meeting number three this year between the Fort Loramie and Rushi girls. We've got the action for you. Opening tip in about 7 minutes. Both teams on the floor. Nearly a full house here at Sydney for the lower bracket sectional championship game in girls division four. I'm Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee. We're pleased to bring this contest to you. Like to remind you that we are on the web online tonight at 7:45 p.m. from Vandalia Butler. The Anna boys in action, opening round contest versus Carlisle. Anna 13-9 on the year. Carlisle a winning record, a higher seed than Anna. Rockets knocked off Carlisle a few years ago in game one of the tourney. Anna will try to do it again tonight. We've got the game for you online on the web on scoresbroadcast.com at 7:45 p.m. Fort Loramie Redskins, Chuck, have dropped three, or I should say two, to Rushi this year. 50-27, Rushi at Rushi, a game we covered on scoresbroadcast.com. Raiders were red hot that game, blew Fort Loramie out early. The return match a bit closer, 45-30 late in the season. Fort Loramie lost to Rushi. Fort Loramie wants an up-tempo game, wants to wear Rushi down, wants to get, hopefully, a Rushi player or two in foul trouble. Those part of the formula for success for Fort Loramie here today. Rushi has been very good all year long.
Well, they've got to run people in and out. They've got to be able to try. I thought Rushi in their semifinal game, I thought they were tired against Mechanicsburg.
Yep.
And they pulled it out with Larissa Poling having a terrific basketball game. Loramie has got to score on the inside. They've got to try to pressure. They've got to try to turn them over. You don't go into games really thinking about trying to get teams in foul trouble, but you can throw the ball inside, make moves, and hope they get some calls, because Rushi truly only has six young ladies that are going to score.
Rushi Raiders 19-5 on the year. Fort Loramie Redskins 16-8. The last time that Rushi defeated Fort Loramie in tournament play was in February of 2007, sectional title game. Rushi won it 50-45. Raiders try to duplicate that effort here today.
Well, Rushi has had Loramie's number this year. I mean, they thumped him twice. The first time, it wasn't even a contest.
No. Well, the big challenge for Fort Loramie will be slowing down Larissa Poling on the inside. Of course, the Redskins want to disrupt Rushi offensively and make it difficult for the Raiders to get into the half court. But Poling has been super
all year long, and especially here in the tournament. Wow, she won that last game for Rushi against Mechanicsburg virtually single-handedly in the second half.
Yeah, she was terrific. And Maria Heron, the player of the year in the Shelby County League, had a good start to the game, and then I think she scored one more basket the rest of the way. So, and Laurie knows what they're going to do defensively, and if you want to talk about a team that is incredibly well coached on the defensive end of the floor, it's Carla Siegel's team.
Rayanne Fry for the Fort Loramie girls. First team all county. She needs to provide a spark here today. Drop down three or four threes, score double digits. Sarah Stang, rock solid last game, 15 points for Fort Loramie. She needs a double-digit outing as well. I think it's imperative for Hattie Meyer or Taylor Ratterman to knock down a few outside jump shots for Fort Loramie in addition.
Well, I agree, and I think Abby Holthouse could be a real key to this thing, too.
Yep. Fort Loramie's bench is deep. A lot of young ladies come off the bench. I think before the last game was all said and done, we had a dozen playing for Fort Loramie, 9 or 10 in the first quarter and a half. Meanwhile, Rushi likes to settle on just six young ladies.
Well, I mean, that truly is what they only have six varsity players. They have filled out their bench with their JV team. But, they are a six-person team, and they really looked fatigued against Mechanicsburg last week.
Free throw shooting so important in these tournament games. Botkin shot below 500 in losing to Troy Christian. Jackson Center expert foul shooting in our first game here today, won by Jackson Center over Troy Christian, 41-28. Fort Loramie makes free throws at a clip a little better than 60%. Rushi is outstanding from the free throw line, by the way.
26 of 34 in their semifinal game.
Maria Heron at 75% of the season. Larissa Poling at 70. Tiffany Hatcher, 83. Cameo Wilson, 73. That is tremendous team free throw shooting for Rushi that could be a factor here today.
No doubt about it.
The winner of this game takes on the Southeastern Covington winner. They are at Brookville in a sectional championship. So the winner of this game, again, meets that Southeastern Covington winner next Saturday at Troy at 3 in the third game of 3. We understand that Cincinnati Christian did defeat Fayetteville Perry earlier today at Monroe. So Jackson Center plays Cincinnati Christian at 11 next Saturday at Troy. And again, the Southeastern Covington winner meets this Fort Loramie Rushi winner at Troy for a district title next Saturday at 3. Both teams have come to their benches. We are awaiting the introduction of the starting lineups. So many thanks to our Fort Loramie game sponsors here today. Guyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram, customer service with a smile since 1922. M&A Muffler and Tires, a tire sale you'll never get tired of. And Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. Place your confidence in Mike Holthouse and Tom Timmerman on the web at tomjerrys.com. These Rushi sponsors, hello to Francis Schulze Company and Superior Aluminum, on board with us since the high school basketball tournament last March, the Francis Schulze Company and Superior Aluminum. Sydney Car Care, South 4th in Sydney, between the drive-in and the hospital, and primary eye care in Sydney, Troy, Fort Loramie, St. Paris, and Jackson Center. Take a long look at primary eye care on the web at primaryeyecare.org. These anchor underwriting sponsors, American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna, Holloway Sportswear in Sydney, Locale Equipment in Jackson Center, Sydney Body Car Star, 175 North Stalin in Sydney, Troy Body Car Star, 15 South Kings Chapel in Troy, the U.S. Bank, 29 branch locations in its Western Ohio District, Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, and the Sydney Daily News providing the best sports page coverage around. Also, gratitude to Van Bauer Fertilizer and Seed in Pemberton, Jackson Center, and New Knoxville. Generation after generation of great service. The Bluffton University MBA program. Finish in 2 years, go one night a week. Brookman's in Fort Loramie. No good eating place quite like it. Custom foam products in Fort Loramie.
a world-class supplier.
Clancy's in Sydney. Nothing fancy, just fantastic food. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Goffney Furniture in Sydney. Go to the website for more savings at GoffneyFurniture.com. G-O-F-F-E-N-A, Furniture.com. Frisch is in Sydney. What's your favorite thing? John Hemp Imagery in Sydney. He gives you his best shot. And the in-between, our pregame underwriting sponsor, just south of Botkins, where the food is not in-between. It's out of this world.
Number 24, Andrea Bonnet.
Both rosters being introduced. Fort Norman Redskins, the home team, in the white and red-black trim. Rushi, the road squad, blue with white and gold trim.
Number 10, Heather Eilerman.
One of our Fort Loramie game sponsors, Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. Place your confidence in Mike Holdhouse and Tom Timmerman at Tom and Jerry's, which is fully licensed and insured. Tom and Jerry's meets all state requirements for training and professionalism. It's family-owned, building a quality name on developing relationships, a customer at a time. Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning, Dawson Road in Fort Loramie. On the web at TomJerrys.com. Opening fives being introduced. Larissa Poling, 13 points a game, sophomore in the post. Larissa, 6 feet and inch tall. Cameo Wilson joins her on the front line, a junior, just under 80 degrees. 6'1". 11th grader, as I mentioned. Tiffany Hatcher at a wing, a senior, 8 a game. Maria Heron, 14 points a game, outstanding performer, senior guard. And the fifth starter, playmaker Whitney Plyman, a junior out front, 5'3" tall. Opening five for the Fort Loramie Redskins. Brayton Lukey at a wing, 5'6", and a senior, Taylor Ratterman. 8.5 a game, 5'5", and a freshman opening out front. Addie Meyer at a guard, 5'5", and a junior. Abby Holdhouse could be a key component today for Fort Loramie. Abby, 5'11", and a junior. And Sarah Stang rounds out the opening five for Fort Loramie. 8.5 points a game, 5'9", and a senior. Head coach Carlos Siegel has done a splendid job nursing along the Fort Loramie Redskins, lean on experience, injuries suffered by the Redskin team. And here is Fort Loramie right back in a sectional championship, having won 16 games this season, third place finish in the Shelby County League.
Not bad for an off year, huh?
Exactly. Here we go, jumping center, Poling to the left, and Holdhouse to the right. The ball batted to Cameo Wilson for the Rushi Raiders, who beat Fort Loramie twice in the season, 45-30 in the second contest and 50-27 in the first one. Hatcher on a weave out on top to Heron. Heron rolls into the left corner. Hands to Plyman, who skips it cross-court to Poling. Outside the arc on the right to Hatcher. Back to Poling. Good pick and roll. Larissa can't finish. Uh-oh, she charged. And that's what Fort Loramie's got to do here today, is get the Rushi Raiders, who are lean. Not many come off the bench. Want to get him in foul trouble if possible.
That was a heck of a job by Kaylin Lupke. She came over from the offside and set herself up.
Awareness. She recognized that pick and roll by Rushi. Here's Holdhouse going to work down on the inside for Fort Loramie. Took the pass from Stang. Good body work by Wilson. Shot by Holdhouse. Missed off the side of the glass. Rushi came away with a rebound and started to step up the floor but walked. No score, first 35 seconds. Taylor Ratterman inbounding below the rim on the left. Goes to Stang baseline. Tries to feed across the bottom of the key. Kicked on the play by Poling.
I think it's really imperative for Loramie to get off to a good start in this game to get a little confidence because, like I said, they got thumped twice.
For sure. Here's Fort Loramie inbounding low on the left to Holdhouse. Good play. Shot no good. Stick back is in. Abby Holdhouse gives Fort Loramie a 2-0 edge at the start. Plyman to Wilson, 25 feet away. Weaves to Heron, pick and roll back to Wilson, down to the inside. Short bank shot rimmed. Loose ball rebound. Fort Loramie's got it. We've got a jump below the basket. And the arrow says it's Fort Loramie possession. 1 minute gone, opening period. So far, Chuck, Raiders have tried to use their height advantage on the inside with pick and roll action featuring Poling and Wilson.
Yeah, well, I don't blame them.
Here's Meyer, bounce pass far side of the floor. Plyman gets a piece of it, and it goes out of bounds. We have got nearly a sellout here at Sydney High School for this lower bracket sectional championship game, Girls Division 4, Rushi and Fort Loramie. Redskins have filled the far side with red and black. Rushi's filled the near side with blue and gold. Here's Stang outside the lane of the left. Takes right, goes left. There's contact 15 feet away. Offensive foul. As Stang used the arm to clear out. Offensive foul each direction so far in this contest. Rayan Fry, who didn't start for Fort Loramie, comes in for Stang. With a minute 22 played in the opening quarter, 2-0 in favor of Fort Loramie, which pressures Rushi now. Three-quarter court token pressure, Heron against Meyer. High screen by Wilson. Heron loops it, left corner, Plyman, who hoists up the three ball and makes it. Good assist by Heron, who freed up Plyman, and she lobbed it in from long range. Boy, Whitney has shot better and better as the season has progressed. Always a fine shooter, but she's been stellar. Here is Ratterman in trouble, driving baseline left for Fort Loramie. Good D by Rushi. Double team is on. Ratterman travels.
Well, she was getting to the basket, and there was Larissa Poling in her way, and she tried to make a move and lost her balance.
Not going to shoot over Larissa. A walk turnover against Fort Loramie. 3-2 Rushi. 2 minutes gone, opening quarter. Wilson high right to Heron. Heron spins, foul line, double team, good steal by Fort Loramie, loose again, Rushi's got it back. Heron scattered floor, left corner, Hatcher. Back to Maria, 25 feet away. Hattie Meyer all over Maria Heron. Ball lobbed cross court, very bad pass by Rushi, easy pickoff by Ratterman, streaks the other way, missed it on the layup, it was short, and Rushi snared the board. Redskins missed a chance.
She got way, way too deep.
3-2, our score in favor of Rushi. Here's Heron, dribble drive, shoveling to the rim, got it. What a play by Heron. Quickly, Lupke, forecourt left for Fort Loramie. Fast-paced game so far, out near midcourt to Meyer. Right back to Lupke, left wing, Wilson on her, foul line holdouts. Hacked on the arm as she turned to release. Uh-oh, how many on Poling, Chuck, two?
Oh, they didn't call that on Poling.
Oh, she got a break.
Wow. That was on Plyman, but she sure looked like she was.
Poling was in front. Plyman guarding from the left. Whitney picked up the foul. Holdhouse swirls in the free throw. 5-3, Rushi up two. 5:03 to go here in the first quarter. Hattie Meyer sits down. And Kennedy Gebhardt, the freshman, in for Fort Loramie. Gebhardt, 5 feet, 5 inches tall. Both foul shots drained by Holdhouse.
She has all 4 points.
Yep, she's tallied each one of them for Fort Loramie to this point. 5-4 Raiders. A three-pointer by Plyman. Excellent drive by Heron. Here's Plyman midcourt. Picked up by Gebhardt. Hand off to Wilson. Head coach Carlos Siegel of Fort Loramie trying to stay fresh, guarding on the arc. Oh, here's a nice backdoor play. Plyman throws to Jenna Cordonier in off the bench. She catches and scores. Well done by Rushi. 7-4 Raiders. Cordonier got the bucket. Three different young ladies have scored for Rushi so far. Ratterman 25 feet away, hands off to Lupke. 4:25 to go, first quarter. Jenna Cordonier, 5-8. Sophomore in on the floor for the Raiders. Rayanne Fry starts a drive, leaves it behind her for Gebhardt. Near side Ratterman. Heron on her. Baseline left, Lupke tried to spin and shoot against Cordonier, who blocked the ball and yanked it away. Outlet to Heron. Super play by Cordonier. Jenna gets the pass, elbow left. Now to Hatcher on the weave. Whitney Plyman between the rings. She holds high, gives to Wilson, starts a drive down the lane, dropped it, kicked it, loose ball, Stang recovers, steal by Hatcher, taken right back by Lupke. Redskins have got the ball in backcourt. 3:45 to go in the first, 7-4 Raiders. Ratterman midcourt for Fort Loramie. High left to Gebhardt. Start to drive around Wilson. Running one-hander, banked way too hard, but she drew the two-shot foul. Cleverly done by Kennedy Gebhardt. I tell you what, Chuck, Gebhardt, Byring, who's injured, and Ratterman, those three freshmen will be special players at Fort Loramie.
Yeah, they're going to be really good.
Kennedy Gebhardt with two. The first is swished. 7-5, Rushi by a bucket. 3:33 to go first quarter. Lupke and Ratterman sit down. It's Meyer, Fry, Gebhardt, Holdhouse, and Stang for Fort Loramie. Rushi's made one change. That has featured the insertion of Jenna Cordonier. Second foul shot, Gebhardt off to the right. No good. Rebound jerked down by Poling and Rushi. Backcourt to Plyman. Plyman center line. 3:24 to go. First quarter. 7-5 Raiders. Cordonier lobs down inside, low on the left to Poling. She saves. Heaves it to Hatcher in the corner. Right back to Larissa. Up and in.
Wow.
Hatcher, Poling, two-man game, left side of the floor.
Went into the zone, took it into the seam, made the defense play, and found Poling down on the block. That was a heck of a play.
9-5 in favor of the Raiders. Outside the arc on the left, it is Stang who caught it, pivoted, and shuffled that foot just ever so slightly. 3:03 left, opening quarter, Rushi 9, Fort Loramie 5. Rushi has gotten off to very good starts in both meetings against Fort Loramie this year. And as Chuck noted a few minutes ago, imperative for Fort Loramie to hang tough, stay within touch of Rushi the first half of this game. Deep in the left corner, Cordonier for the Raiders. Out back to Wilson. Cameo has it popped up in the air by Meyer. Good steal. She flicked it to Holdhouse. Up ahead to Stang. Bullet pass left corner, Gebhardt. Long two ball. It rims. Rims again. It's out. Rebound down to Heron. Tough break for Gebhardt. Long throw to Hatcher. Head of the key, Heron. Shot fake. Hatcher right corner. Triple in the air. Clangs off the rim. Wilson follows. Blocked away by Fort Loramie. Loose ball rebound, Cordonier. To Heron for a three. Hit the flange. Rebound right corner, tracked down by Hatcher, saved in to a Raider Poling. Heron comes out of there with it, and Rushi gets a timeout. Frenetic action in the corner of the court. 2:12 to go in the quarter. Rushi up four on scoresbroadcast.com.
This very popular location for out-of-this-world food is right in between Bodkin's, Anna, New Bremen, and Jackson Center. But people come from towns everywhere.
My husband and I have heard about In-Between's great reputation for years. We finally drove up to the In-Between Tavern from 30 miles away late last year and have been here several times since.
And you, too, will return to the In-Between for out-of-this-world World chops, steaks, fish, chicken, and more.
I've been eating fried chicken at restaurants for nearly 20 years, and the In-Between has the very, very best chicken I think I've ever had.
Your whole family will like the In-Between.
Tonight, seven of us, including five children, ate delicious pizza for less than $30. That's a super value.
At the In-Between, watch your favorite game on TV. In-Between those tasty bites.
The food at the In-Between, it's just out of this world.
At the south edge of Bodkin's, 25 and 274.
Chuck, I'm not sure we've talked enough about the job first-year head coach Andy Timmerman has done this year at Rushi. With only six players, he hasn't been able to substitute very much at all, but he's done a marvelous job keeping these young ladies as fresh as possible, and their teamwork is super.
Here's no doubt about it.
Steal by Fort Loramie in the forecourt. Rushi mishandled. Redskins have got it. Fry, right corner Stang around Wilson. Pull up by Stang. Overshot it. Body foul against the Rushi Raiders. Is it Poling who picked it up?
That is going to be Poling. That's going to be her second.
Well, that's what I talked about in the pregame. It was going to be fairly important for Fort Loramie to get Larissa Poling on the bench in a little foul trouble. Redskins need to get Poling. Minutes on the sideline. There she goes. She's got to sit. First free throw, Stang. Yes. 9-6. Rushi up three. Second one, Stang. Dips the knees. Arches it off the back iron. Rebound to Heron of Rushi. Up ahead to Jenna Cordonier. Cordonier 25 feet away. Guarded by Ratterman. Minute 45 to go, first quarter. Rushi 9, Fort Loramie 6. Redskins in a zone, right, Chuck?
Yeah, they came out, they're playing a 3-2.
Ratterman, Cordonier, Hatcher, right corner. Now Plyman. Cameo Wilson hit the elbow, high post. Ball lob, cross court to Hatcher. Straightaway Heron, near side Plyman. Cross court Hatcher, skip pass, caught it and shot it. Hit the rim and flew up over the backboard out of bounds. Maria Heron is going to have a lady and a half shading her the whole game. It's going to be critical for Tiffany Hatcher to make a few shots. She's going to get looks.
Yeah, I mean, against a 3-2, your shots are in the corner, and Heron doesn't tend to go down there. She tends to be up on the wing. So,
but Chuck, we just lost the game ball. It hit the rim, hit the top of the backboard, went behind the glass, came down and got stuck between the back of the glass and a support, and a young man comes out of the crowd. He looked like he was about 6'10".
It was Austin Siegel.
It was. Austin Siegel went up, got it, and we play on. Minute 8 to go in the first quarter, 9-6 Rushi. Here's a pass from Stang down inside to Holdhouse. Holdhouse catches around the knees, can't bring it up, and Rushi manages to pound the ball out of bounds. Baseline right of the rim. Taylor Ratterman inbounding for Fort Loramie, which continues to substitute freely. Good bullet pass inside to Fry. Fry caught it in the paint, juggled, and walked. It was set up nicely. Fort Loramie just didn't get it finished. 1 minute to go, first quarter, 9-6 Rushi. Plyman midcourt. Veers right. Goes to Hatcher in the corner. Hatcher on the dribble. Larissa Poling on the bench. Two fouls for Rushi. Now to Wilson. Wilson darts across the lane. On top to Cordonier. Cordonier in a bevy of players. Baseline left. Gives it up to Wilson. Wilson weaves. Left corner. Cordonier. Line drive. Three. No. Great offensive rebound by Hatcher. Shot missed, but a foul. Tiffany Hatcher, a weak side board. That was well done, Chuck.
Well, like I said, she was second team all league. Not because she's a tremendous scorer, but, boy, she just plays every phase of the game very well.
Mm-hmm. Hatcher and Poling for Rushi. Second team, All-County, Shelby County League girls. Free throw, Tiffany, yes. You don't foul these Rushi Raiders. They've got four starters, 70% plus at the free throw line. Hatcher bounces in number two. 11-6, Rushi up five. 30 seconds to go, first quarter. Ratterman guarded by Plyman. Goes right side to Fry, stepping in front. Hatcher on the intercept. Tiffany up the floor, gives to Heron, near side. Straight on to Cordonier, back to Heron. Rushi will play for one. 18 seconds left, opening period. Cordonier near midcourt, picked up by Hunter Bargie in now. Cordonier veers, deep left corner. Push off, 25 feet away. Bargie against Heron. Team foul three on Fort Loramie. Rushi's picked up four, two on Poling. Critical stretch here now while Poling is on the bench. Fort Loramie needs to capitalize if possible. Hatcher inbounding to Heron, 25 feet away. 10 seconds remaining. Heron fakes right, goes left. Now to Hatcher, 30 feet out. Down to six to go. Back to Heron, elbow on the left. Heron weaving with one to go. Cordonier won't get the shot off. Great defense by Fort Loramie down the stretch of the first quarter. 11-6 Rushi after one. On scoresbroadcast.com.
American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie completed major glass installation for the University of Kentucky Soccer Complex.
At Kentucky, we strive to be the best in everything that we do, from the outside and the inside, and American Architectural Glass provided that for us.
Your commercial and industrial glass connection is AAG.
They were able to put in really nice structures from the bottom up. They were able to put really nice glass doors in, and I think one of the biggest parts of our complex has been the field-level windows that they installed down on the playing surface so that our teams can watch from inside their team lounge, and that's been a really big sell in recruiting, and it looks nice, and it's very well done.
UK's soccer complex is one of the best in the nation, thanks to AAG.
It absolutely was. You know, the work that was done by American Architectural Glass was extremely high quality.
Ohio State, Miami University, and the University of Findlay are also satisfied customers of AAG. American Architectural Glass. AAGinc.com.
Larissa Poling still on the bench for Rushi, nursing two fouls. We start the second quarter. here on ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. Lower bracket, girls D4 sectional championship. Rushi 11, Fort Laramie 6. Poor pass. Rushi intercepts and Rayanne Fry. There she goes the other way. Got it for two. Rayanne Fry stole it and dribbled 50 feet for the hoop. Nice intercept by Fry. 11-8. Rushi by three. Plyman 25 feet away for the Raiders. Gives to Cameo Wilson. Wilson hangs on out high. Dribbles. Hands to Heron. Boy, Heron is being crowded all over the floor. Now Holdhouse hedges on top, forcing Heron near midcourt. Ball dealt to Cordonier, who traveled. Turnover, Fort Loramie possession.
Yeah, Maria Heron hadn't gotten a shot yet.
I think she took one. Yeah, I think she took one.
Let me look.
A long range or a three.
Yeah, she's one for two.
Yep.
I'm sorry.
Here's Rayanne Fry, baseline left for Fort Loramie. She made that nice shovel shot entering the paint.
That's right.
Fort Loramie's got the ball in the left corner. Heaves it back out on top. Redskins were boxed in far side of the floor, and the errant pass went over the timeline. Rushi possession now after the miscue. 7:05 left in the second, 11-8 in favor of Rushi. Plyman midcourt picked up by Lupke. Plyman dribbles to the right corner, still on the arc. Picks up her dribble, tries to throw backdoor for Cordonier. Good deflection by Fort Loramie and a steal. Long pass down to Fry, inside to Holdhouse. On the arc to Meyer, steps inside it, drives, a runner, too hard. Scrap for the rebound, and coming out of there with it is Maria Heron. Tenacious play by her. Up the floor to Plyman, broken up by Fry.
Rushi is just dominating on the offensive and the defensive glass right now. They have a 12-4 rebounding advantage.
The Redskins are getting after it. Larissa Poling on the bench, two fouls for Rushi. 11-8 Raiders, 6:34 to go, second quarter. Ball inbounded, Hatcher to Cordonier, right wing. Guarded closely by Stang, on top to Plyman. Whitney checked by Taylor Ratterman, outside the arc in the right, Cordonier. Good switch off by Rushi, little pick and roll for Wilson down to the inside. Running one-hander, kissed it in off the window. Poor Rushi loves the pick and roll on one side of the floor, the other that time Wilson concluded the play nicely. 13-8, Rushi by five. Each team with 2 points in the period. 2 minutes gone, second quarter. Shea Borchers may check in for Rushi momentarily. Sophomore guard, 5 feet, 4 inches tall. Here's a deep three, right corner, Ratterman for Fort Loramie. Hit the rim, no good. Weak side rebound to Heron. She snatched a few boards so far in this game. Outlet to Plyman. Plyman streaks down. Cordonier baseline left. All the way to the cup. In for two. Nobody shut her off. Heads up play, Jenna Cordonier. She barreled along the baseline. Wouldn't be stopped. Timeout Fort Loramie. 5.5 to go in the second. Raiders up 7 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Have you been considering LED lighting but feeling confused? Our talented team at Dickman Supply can answer all your questions about LED lighting and get confusion out of the game. We can help with the design and retrofits, plus even with obtaining all eligible utility rebates. Call the Dickman Supply Green Team or contact our lighting departments in Sydney, Greenville, Salina, and Marysville. Dickman Supply, the largest Eaton electrical distributor in West Central Ohio.
Rushi Raiders have done a very good job being as patient as possible in the half court against a feisty Fort Loramie defense, which sometimes is a zone. And the Raiders have gotten some close-in shots so far in this game. And have inched the lead out to 7. Not danger time yet for Fort Loramie, but if Rushi expands the lead to double digits, it could become that. Here's a long three-pointer. Holdhouse open for Fort Loramie. Good shot. No good. Off the heel. Long rebound to Lupke. Redskins still control. Lupke to Ratterman. Fort Loramie finding the points. Hard to come by. Lupke left side picked up by Heron. Now Ratterman. Plyman on her. Taylor retreats. Motions for Hunter Bargy to go down inside. Hunter getting playing time because of her height. Ball dealt to Rayanne Fry. Dribble drive along the right side of the lane. Bounce pass across the key. Touched by Rushi. It goes out of bounds.
Lubke and Fry out for Fort Loramie. Kennedy Gebhardt, the ninth grader, back in. Gebhardt, Ratterman, and Hattie Meyer on the floor now. She's in backcourt, caught the pass. Holdhouse and Bargy up front. Here's Meyer, near side Gebhardt, guarded by Heron. Top of the circle, Holdhouse puts it on the deck. Feeds left side, batted away, stolen by Heron. Run out the other direction. Maria all the way to the rack. Good for two. 17-8, Rushi by nine. 4.5 to go, second quarter. Maria Heron's played an excellent floor game so far, Chuck.
Well, they're just all doing a real nice job. They got a lot of confidence against this Loramie team.
Raiders extremely focused. Wilson guarding Holdhouse at the foul line. Double team. Holdhouse pivots. She's tagged on the arm. Let's see if it's on Cameo Wilson of Rushi. Nope, it's on Plyman.
It's on Heron.
My mistake, 23 Heron. First on her. Two free throws, Holdhouse for Fort Loramie. She's one of two at the stripe and drills that one. 17-9, Rushi by eight. 4:13 left to go, second quarter. The winner of this game will play in a district title game next Saturday at 3 at Troy against either Covington or Southeastern. Those two teams with fine winning records are playing today. Second foul shot, Abby Holdhouse for Fort Loramie, trying to trim Rushi's advantage to 7. And she hits the back rim way up in the air, and it plummets all the way right down through.
She's 4 for 4 now from the line.
That's just like Abby had planned it. I said she missed one earlier, and apparently she didn't.
Oh, no, she's 4 for 4.
Perfect free throw shooting for Holdhouse, 17-10. Rushi up 7. Abby's played a very solid game so far for the Redskins. Here's a pass into the right corner intended for Shea Borchers of Rushi, who's come in off the bench. The sophomore wing player knocked out of bounds by Fort Loramie. Inbounding Hatcher looks, throws to Heron. Larissa Poling continues on the bench for Rushi with two fouls picked up quickly in this game.
Well, with a 7-point lead, they're not going to need to bring her back unless Loramie makes a run at them.
Hatcher goes baseline, throws it back out, foul line to Borchers, punched away by Fort Loramie, and it goes out of bounds. 3:52 left in the first half. Jenna Cordonier deep in the left corner for Rushi. She's given a crease on the baseline, starts to drive, now is covered up. Heron collects the pass. Heron fakes right, goes left, twists, turns, one-hander, foul line, not the shot she wanted, way off to the right. Rebound Cordonier, all the way to the rim, scores! Oh, what a play with the left hand. Jenna Cordonier, super maneuver by her. Very athletic Jenna Cordonier, unorthodox shot in traffic, 19-10 Rushi. Raiders knock it out of bounds. How about that play by Jenna, Chuck?
That was a heck of a take, and I'll tell you, Shea Borcher just came out. She gave them about 3 minutes of game time. That's good for them to get some rest.
Fort Loramie lobs in below the basket to Holdhouse behind the foul stripe. 17-footer airborne, no good. Fort Loramie guilty over the back on the rebound. 9-point game, 19-10 Rushi. 3:24 left in the second. Redskins cannot allow this score to slip away much further. Poling still on the bench. Two fouls for Rushi. Here's Plyman against Lubke. Whitney up the right side. Still dribbling. They clear for her. She drives. Baseline to the rim. Shot it too high off the glass. Rebound Ratterman. Backcourt to Meyer for Fort Loramie. Bullet pass to Fry. She guns a three. It rattles out. No good. Rebound volleyball. Left corner. Plyman collects for Rushi. Just pass to Hatcher. She pulls up on the arc. Hatcher bouncing. Gives to Heron. Uh-oh, Tiffany picked up the pivot foot. Violation, Rushi. 2:54 to go, third quarter. Redskins have been limited to 10. Rushi in the lead by 9. Fort Loramie, which has been offensively challenged much of this year, needs to generate more production, that's for sure.
Yeah, well, they're not shooting the ball very well, and they're not really getting great shots. And give us credit, Rushi's defense.
Deep right corner, Ratterman for Fort Loramie. Redskins try to crack this Rushi D. Right baseline Holdhouse on top to Meyer. Picked up a Plyman. Heron's got the assignment of following Ratterman around right now. Cameo Wilson on Holdhouse.
2:25 to go till the half. Left corner pass for Loramie. It's Meyer. Sprints into the lane, around a couple players. Might have walked. There's contact. Cordonier got there late. Who gets the benefit of the doubt? The offense. Foul defensively. Rushi, sixth on the team. Meyer was in the act of delivering the ball to the rim. She's awarded two. And Hattie missed it short. 19-10, Rushi, 2:22 left, second quarter. Jenna Cordonier out, Shea Borchers back in.
That was second foul on Jenna.
Second foul shot, Hattie, swish. 19-11, Rushi ahead by eight. Poling and Cordonier, two fouls each for Rushi. Fort Loramie in the bonus, the final 2:22 of the quarter. Maria Heron's got the ball 70 feet away for the Raiders. Sprints over the timeline. Top of the key, foul line. Right side of the lane, running toward the basket. Banked it in! Maria Heron took it 80 feet. We got a push off in backcourt against Rushi. Hatcher tried to make the steal. Commits an unnecessary foul. 1-1 Redskins down at this end. 21-11 in favor of Rushi. Maria Heron was like a little locomotive, Chuck. She was on her track and going downhill.
Well, Eilerman was trying to guard her. She lost her balance about half court. Maria said, well, thank you. I'm getting ready to shoot a layup.
21-11, Rushi. 2:11 to go, second quarter. Ratterman, 1-1. Redskins need these. Free throw by Taylor in the air. Got it. 21-12, Rushi ahead by nine. Second shot, Taylor Ratterman. Three bounces, spins the ball in her palms, arches it up and through, 21-13. Rushi's lead is eight, token pressure backcourt. Wilson, left side Plyman, flips it up ahead to Hatcher, near side Heron. Maria Heron has played very well under control, dribbles into the lane, double teamed, out back to Shea Borchers, right side Wilson, guarded by Holdhouse. Cameo drive, spins, she's double teamed, triple teamed, ripped away by Meyer. Meyer down the floor in a hurry to Lupke. Lupke driving all the way to the rim. She's belted on the arm. Two free throws for Lupke. Fort Loramie trying to take advantage of that live ball turnover, and they get two shots at the stripe. And we'll try to trim it to six. 21-13 Raiders, 1:48 left, second quarter. Free throw Lupke up and through. Both teams rock solid at the free throw line. Fort Loramie has lived there. Thank goodness for the Redskins. Free throw shooting. Lupke drops in a couple. 21-15 game. 6-point lead Fort Loramie. Heron in backcourt is upended. Foul, Hattie Meyer. Fifth team foul on Fort Loramie. Rushi will try it again. Eight players in backcourt. Cameo Wilson to trigger. It goes to Plyman, slapped out by Hattie Meyer once more. Plyman, Heron, Hatcher, Wilson, Borchers for the Rushi Raiders. Fort Loramie's got Lupke, Meyer, Taylor Ratterman, Rayanne Fry, and Holdhouse. Ball inbounded to Plyman, timeline, loops it left side to Wilson. Her pass is tipped by Holdhouse. Redskins getting numerous deflections. Fort Loramie with a steal. Down the floor to Ratterman. Goes into the lane. Wilson blocks the little hook shot by Ratterman and takes it away. Big sequence. Up to Hatcher on the arc. Open. Long three. Rattles out. No good. Rebound down to Fry. Ahead to Lupke. Oh, she staggered and walked. The official didn't see it. Near steal by Hatcher. Hatcher dives on the leather. It's ruled a jump. Fort Loramie will keep it. Minute 13 to go in the second. 21-15, Rushi by six.
If Hatcher is in your area and you have the basketball, you better be aware and strong.
Yep, she and Kennedy Reese, probably the two best guard defenders in the Shelby County League. Midcourt, Myers got the ball for Fort Loramie. Just over a minute to go in the half. On top to Ratterman. Fort Loramie needs a basket here. Low in the right to Holdhouse. A lot of contact. Good defense. She powered to the rim. Overshot it. Rebound Rushi off and running. Here's Heron sprinting down the floor. Hits the trailer Wilson. Left corner. It goes to Plyman. 48 seconds left in the half. Rushi up six. Plyman on the bounce. Hands off to Heron. Good switch off. Ratterman on Heron. Lob down inside for Wilson. It goes awry. Out of bounds.
Good thought, bad execution. 41.1 to go here in the second. Rushi in the lead to six. But the Raiders haven't scored a field goal in nearly 3 minutes. Fort Loramie's knocked down the last 4 points at the free throw line after falling down but 10.
Well, Loramie's only got two baskets in the game.
Redskins have lived at the strike, making hay there, staying in the contest as a result. Right wing Ratterman. Bounce pass in the corner, Lupke. Picked up by Borchers. Lupke picks up the dribble. 20 seconds to go, second quarter. Now Meyer, 25 feet out. Boy, a goal here before the break would give the Redskins a huge boost at halftime. Here's Fry, dribbling left corner, pulls up, double team. 7 seconds to go. Lupke's got it. Fry, baseline, drives, a lot of traffic. Threw up a runner, contact made, foul called. Two more free throws, Fort Loramie Redskins. Well, that's been a tactic, I think. Rushi lean, try to pile up the fouls, make the shots at the stripe, and hang around. That's what Fort Loramie's doing. Two free ones here, Ray and Fry. Missed it. 3.6 to go in the half, 21-15 Rushi. Borchers out, Heron in. And you can bet she'll be featured on this last possession by the Raiders. 3.6 to go. Second free throw, Fry rattles it home. 21-16. Ball inbounded to Plyman. Plyman slings it for midcourt. Hit the side of the rim, went out of bounds. Into the first half, Redskins close on a positive note, scoring the last 5 points, all at the stripe. Rushi scoreless, the final 3:20. And we played two quarters here in the lower bracket, D4 Girls Sectional Championship at Sydney. Rushi 21, Fort Loramie 16 on scoresbroadcast.com.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Pekin, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance, and that's for sure. Barker Insurance, North County Road 25A in Sydney, phone 492-1857.
LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center, market in all 50 states and many foreign countries. We manufacture quality replacement parts for road and highway maintenance equipment. LaCal supports the needs of the counties, states, and contractors all over the world. We operate from a facility spanning 83,000 square feet on Pike Street in Jackson Center. Since moving from L.A., California in 1982, LaCal Equipment has called Shelby County its home. On the web at lacal.com.
What makes the taste of Frisch's onion rings so colossal? Well, we start with the biggest, best onions. Farm-grown colossal onions. We slice them to just the right thickness, then hand-bread them fresh, never frozen, and fry them to a delicious golden brown. It's the only way to make sure you get that signature snap in every bite. At Frisch's Big Boy, we wouldn't do it any other way.
What do customers say about Sydney Body Car Star? Do not waste your time going anyplace else. At Sydney Body Car Star, we repair all makes and models of cars and work closely with most insurance companies. Sydney Body Car Star offers towing assistance and rental car service. Accidents happen. Relax, we'll take it from here. Car Star, North America's auto body repair experts. Sydney Body Car Star at 175 Stolly in Sydney. Phone 937-492-4783.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. 21-16, Rushi over Fort Loramie here at the half. Brookins, the place to be for enjoying some roasted chicken dinners plus many specialty sandwiches, pizza, and the pork chop special on Saturday nights. Your food is cooked fresh. You see, Dale and Joyce Barhorst have owned and operated Brookins for 12 years, putting their heart and their soul into creating a fun, family-friendly atmosphere. Brookins, the ideal space for wedding rehearsals, family gatherings, birthdays, anniversaries, and more. The banquet room seats up to 60. The spacious second floor is open, too. With over a century of rich history and plenty of roasted chicken and Brookins burgers to go around, there's no place like Brookins. In Fort Loramie at 10 Elm Street, on the web at brookins-usa.com. That's Brookins, B-R-U-C-K-E-N-S-USA.com.
Goffney Furniture in Sydney, five-star delivery, 30-day guarantee. Go to the website for more savings. Goffney Furniture, 2600 West Michigan Avenue. Check out Goffney. High-quality furniture priced right. Adult and youth bedroom furniture, dining room and living room furniture, and more. Goffney Furniture, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com. Halftime report brought to you by Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney. Raiders up 5, Redskins hanging around, Chuck. Unbelievably, only 2 buckets in the entire first 2 quarters.
Well, they were 2 of 14 from the floor, missed both of their threes. The reason they're still in the game, they were 12 of 16 from the free throw line. Brucey was 9 of 18 from the floor, only 1 of 5 shooting threes, made both of their free throws. All you got to do is look at the rebounds, 17 to 6 rebounding advantage for the Raiders, 5 to 2 on the offensive boards. But the Raiders have turned the ball over 14 times. Lormie's only turned it over 8. Points in the paint, Brucey 16, Fort Laramie 4. Individual scoring for Brucey, they were led by Jenna Cordonier and Maria Heron, both with 6. They got 3 out of Plyman and then 2 each from Wilson and Hatcher and Poling. They scored 11 and 10, 21 for the first half. On the other side, Abby Holthouse has 6 for Lormie, and then it drops down to 3 for Rayanne Fry, 2 for Lupke, 2 for Taylor Ratterman, and then a free throw for Hattie Meyer, a free throw for Sarah Stang, and a free throw for Kennedy Gephardt. They scored 6 and 10. They trail it 21 to 16 at the half.
And Fry and Holthouse had the 2 field goals, right, for Fort Lormie.
Yep, yep. That, yeah, 2 field goals. You should not be in the game, and if Rushi could have done anything offensively, they turned the ball over too much. They could have a double-digit lead and maybe warming up the bus.
Jenna Cordonier, 2 fouls. Larissa Poling, 2 fouls. Who starts the second half for Rushi? Who do you think?
I think you go with your starters. Right. I mean, because if somebody had 3, you'd have to think about it. But you know, they got 1, 2. They got 4 young ladies with 2 fouls. At halftime, you can live with that. That third foul with any of them, you're going to have a little more time. And Shea Borchers came in, played 4 minutes. That's not a ton of time, but it allowed them to keep, A, the ones with the 2 fouls on the bench, and she gave a little bit of rest. They don't look as fatigued as they did Wednesday night.
Rushi didn't score a point last 3:20 of the second quarter. Fort Laramie was down 10 at that time, 21-11. Redskins drained the final 5 points of the second quarter all at the charity stripe. Redskins are returning to the floor 4 minutes before the start of the second half. Rushi up 5. That's our halftime report brought to you by Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney. This is ScoresBroadcast.com.
Here's another Wilson Health Sports Medicine success story. Sydney High School guard Ashley Egan recovered to top form after tearing her ACL in January 2014.
It was Ashley's birthday, in fact, and the Sydney girls were playing Houston. And Ashley injured her knee cutting to the basket. She just crumbled to the floor.
But Ashley's mother, Kathy, said Wilson Health athletic trainer Beth Danklifson was courtside and came to the rescue.
She was so helpful, so caring, and encouraging. Wilson Health Sports Medicine gave us peace of mind. We knew we were in good hands.
In 2 weeks, Dr. Matthew Heckler, Wilson Health Sports Medicine orthopedic surgeon, performed successful surgery.
Therapy began several days later, and Ashley enjoyed both soccer and basketball her junior and senior years.
And Ashley's Yellow Jackets hoops team won 24 straight games. For information about Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, go to wilsonhealth.org and click on services.
We are so thankful for Wilson Health Sports Medicine.
Keeping athletes healthy and in the game.
Oh, I like the music here at Sydney High School during breaks. Well, it keeps you pumped up. Of course, you're pumped up anyway. 2 fine games here today. Jackson Center defeated Troy Christian, pulling away at the end. Upper bracket sectional championship, 41-28 Tigers, who play Cincinnati Christian at 11 next Friday at, or I should say next Saturday at Troy. Winner of this game between Rushi and Fort Laramie will play in a district title game next Saturday at 3 against either Covington or Southeastern. Our Local Equipment Spotlight segment is up next on scoresbroadcast.com, and we highlight outstanding players from these two schools. Seniors, Rushi has got Tiffany Hatcher, Maria Heron, Christina Garkey out with a knee injury. Raiders would have loved to have had her this year. But Hatcher and Heron, two fine playmakers and scorers for the Rushi Raiders. They'll be missed. Outstanding student athletes. And for the Fort Laramie Redskins, four seniors, Rayanne Fry, Caitlin Lupke, Hunter Bergey, and Sarah Stang. McCall Equipment in Jackson Center underwrites this segment. McCall came to Shelby County in the early 80s from Los Angeles, California. That's the name LaCal, L-A-C-A-L. And LaCal highlights student academic success among student athletes in the Shelby County League here on scoresbroadcast.com. And LaCal Equipment salutes the six seniors we just noted.
LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center markets in all 50 states and many foreign countries. We manufacture quality replacement parts for road and highway maintenance equipment. LaCal supports the needs of the counties, states, and contractors all over the world. We operate from a facility spanning 83,000 square feet on Pike Street in Jackson Center. Since moving from L.A., California in 1982, LaCal Equipment has called Shelby County its home. On the web at lacal.com.
Maybe.
Thank you, LaCal Equipment. The Rushi Raiders seniors, Tiffany Hatcher, Maria Heron, Christina Garkey, and for Fort Laramie, Rayanne Fry, Kate Malupke, Hunter Bargie, and Sarah Stang. In fact, there are seven of them among these two teams. We start the third quarter with Whitney Kleiman getting the ball for the Rushi Raiders. Blue and gold possession. Kleiman right away tries to steer her way through traffic into the corner baseline. Shoveled it toward the basket. No chance at all for her to make the shot. But, like Fort Laramie's done so often here today, Kleiman drew the two-shot foul.
She got bailed out on that. I'm not sure how that was a shooting foul, but there they go.
Yep, free throw, Whitney Kleiman up and in. Yep, she got the benefit of the foul call. It was a good defensive play, and she got the benefit of being fouled in the act of shooting. Missed the second one, though. Rebound down to Fort Laramie, which is down six. Four-court right, Lupke. Redskins try to get the offense clicking. Kleiman guarding Meyer 25 feet away. Hattie, wraparound pass. Down low for Stang, knocked out by Poling. Larissa Poling on the floor, two fouls for Rushi. The five who started the game in for the Raiders. Opening 30 seconds, third quarter, six-point lead, Rushi. Lupke high left to Meyer. It's Lupke, Stang, Holdhouse, Ratterman, Hattie Meyer for the Redskins. Deep in the right corner, Ratterman picked up by Hatcher. Lobs baseline to Stang. Wraps around below the basket to a teammate. Lupke got it, gave it to Heyer. Gave it to Meyer. The Raiders player fell down. Hattie missed the elbow jumper. Rebound below the basket, smacked out of bounds by Rushi. Lengthy possession for the Redskins ensues. Still a six-point game. Fort Laramie, two field goals in the entire contest. But still in touch with Rushi. Lupke drives, leaves it to Stang, head of the key. Her 19-footer is tipped on the play by Poling. Well done. Rebound below the rim by Rushi. Raiders try to come out of there with it. Fort Laramie gives a blue shirt a bit of a chuck. Two team fouls on the Redskins. 1 minute gone in the third. Raiders up six. No buckets yet in the third quarter of play. Hatcher to midcourt. Picked up by Ratterman. High right to Cordonier. Bounce pass to Heron on the arc. Good switch off by the Redskins. Ratterman guards Heron. Left corner, Cordonier on top, Wilson. Right wing, Hatcher goes baseline. Lukey checks her. Tiffany hits the cutter. Wilson low on the left. Got it and laid it in with the left hand.
Well, that was a good job by Wilson because the pass was in traffic and she got control of it.
Here is Lupke dribbling left corner for Fort Laramie. Ill-advised pass, intercepted Rushi. Lupke steals it back and is fouled as she goes to the rim. Careless play both ways. Lupke, two free throws coming. Rushi ahead by 8, 24-16. Biggest spread was 10 at 21-11. Foul shot to Lupke, hit the heel and kicked out. 6:24 to go, third quarter. 8-point lead, Raiders. Stang sits for Fort Laramie.
Hatcher sits for Rushi. Second free throw, Lupke. Redskins bounded off the iron once more. Loose ball rebound right corner. Holdhouse traces it down for Redskins. Good hustle by her, and her arm is grabbed. Common foul, two each way here in the third quarter. Ratterman to inbound, baseline right of the basket. Here is Heron guarding the lane for Rushi. Ball lobbed way out back to Hattie Meyer of Fort Loramie. Redskins still sitting on two field goals through the first 18 minutes of this game. Lupke, top of the key. Foul line below it. A leaner, 10-footer blocked on the play. Well done by Poling, who snatched it after knocking it free, and then she was decked and fouled.
Yeah, I think she surprised herself on that. She had a big smile on her face.
Three team fouls on Fort Loramie, which trails by eight. Crucial stretch of the game here. Kleiman veers off into the right corner for Rushi. Little give and go to Heron. Heron overshoots the layup. Loose ball rebound down to Fry. She hurries down the court for Fort Loramie. Pulls up top of the key. Gives it to Meyer, 25 feet away. Rushi's defense has been super in the half court. It's been very, very good. Fry wants to shoot the three, but can't get clearance. Jenna Cordonier's in her face. Now to Meyer. Guarded by Heron. Hattie, foul line, dribbles through traffic, lost it. Wilson picked it up. Lead out to Kleiman. Kleiman shoveling at the rim, no foul called. Missed it. Rebound down to Holdhouse of Fort Loramie. Outlet to Meyer, right corner Ratterman. 5:20 left in the third, 24-16 Rushi. Ratterman gave it up, got it back. On the bounce, veers left. Looking is Hattie Meyer, starts the drive, check by Kleiman, leaves it to Fry. Fry fakes right, goes left, wants to shoot the three, lets it fly. Cordonier blocked it away. Up to Wilson, back to Cordonier. On top, Heron, 25-footer, bouncing, in! Hit the rim, backboard, rim twice more and fell through. 11-point game, 27-16, Rushi on the lucky bounce, free ball by Maria Heron. She'll take it. So will the Raiders. 27-16, Rushi. 4:41 to go in the third on scoresbroadcast.com.
Brookins in Fort Loramie is the place to be for enjoying some roasted chicken dinners, plus many specialty sandwiches, pizza, and the pork chop special on Saturday nights. Your food is cooked fresh. You see, Dale and Joyce Barhorst have owned and operated Brookins for 11 years, putting their heart and their soul into creating a fun, family-friendly atmosphere. Brookins is also the ideal space to reserve for family gatherings, birthdays, anniversaries, wedding rehearsals, and more. The banquet room seats up to 60, and the spacious second floor is open, too. With over a century of rich history and plenty of roasted chicken and Brookins burgers to go around, there's just no place like Brookins in Fort Loramie at 10 Elm Street and on the web at brookins-usa.com. That's Brookins, brookins-usa.com.
Oh, Chuck, that was a big three ball by Maria Heron. It hit the rim three or four times.
Every
inch of the iron, including the backboard, and trickled in there, usually a long three-pointer from 23, 24 feet. You don't see that kind of a friendly hop on the rim that many times. 4:27 left to go here in the third quarter. Hattie Meyer's got the ball in the half court for Fort Loramie. Splendid defense by Whitney Kleiman, who nearly clawed the ball away. 11-point game, 4:26 left. Note that three by Heron with about 4:40 to go in the third quarter. That pushed the advantage out to double digits, 11 for Rushi. Biggest margin previously, 21-11. Fort Loramie still only two field goals in this entire game. Rushi's defense has been spectacular. Here's a swipe, a theft out in the arc by Heron. Heron goes down the floor all the way to the rim. Oh, a marvelous shot by Heron. In traffic, foul to boot. Counted plus one. Boy, Maria Heron got on her scooter. Away she went. Again, friendly bounce on the iron. Shoveled it while being walloped. It went through. She's at the stripe. And Rushi's up 13. And it is a critical time right now for Fort Loramie.
Well, we got a violation if she misses this, too.
Heron dips her knees and pours in the free throw. A three-pointer the old-fashioned way, following a triple behind the arc by Heron, and it's 30-16 in favor of Rushi. Here is Fort Loramie. Into the top of the circle goes Gebhardt. Bounce pass, right side, intended for Fry. Punched out of bounds by Rushi. Raiders defense has been suffocating. Two field goals entire game so far through 20 minutes for Fort Loramie. Gebhardt throws into backcourt to Hattie Meyer. Meyer between the rings. Picked up out high by Plyman. Near side Gebhardt. Brooke Ratterman in now. Straight away three by Ratterman of Fort Loramie. Clangs off the rim. Good follow by Rayanne Fry. Tried to stick it in. It rolled out. Tough break. Loose ball rebound. Brooke Ratterman snatched it off the floor. Laid it through. No goal. Holding foul way before. In fact, the ball was on the hardwood when Rushi committed the common foul. 3:41 left in the third. 30-16 Fort Loramie. Ratterman inbounding right of the basket. Well, Redskins cannot get a shot to drop. Here's Hattie Meyer. Fakes right, goes left. Elbow jumper. That looks good. It's online. Too hard. Hit the flange. Kicked out to Heron. Here comes Rushi. Up 14. On a weave to Poling. Nobody picks her up. No, it's Cordonier. Streaks down the lane. Left-hander off the mark. Rebound Fort Loramie. Two-on-two break. Fry out of control. Fell down. Lost it. Rushi's got it back. 3:14 to go in the third. Heron, 25 feet away. Little cavity in the lane. Ball ripped away out of bounds by Fort Loramie. Boy, last 3 minutes of the third quarter, significant ones for the Redskins, who are down 14. Must get it to 8 or 10 by the period's close. Cordonier inbounding into Wilson. Her arm is grabbed. Defensive foul against Fort Loramie. In off the bench for the Redskins is whom, Chuck?
Macy Imwally.
Yep, Macy Imwally's on the floor. Ball lobbed in way out back to Heron. Imwally, Meyer, Ratterman, Gebhardt, Holdhouse. That's the five-person unit on the court at the moment for the Redskins. Elbow on the left, it's Wilson. Baseline left, Cordonier. A pocket pass below the rim to Poling. She's doubled. Gives it up to Heron on the arc. Spin move in the lane. Fell down. Gave it back out to Poling. And Heron stumbled into a charge after giving up the ball. 2:47 left to go here in the third. 30-16 in favor of Rushi. Raiders denied points last couple trips down. Or Rushi could have pushed this lead all the way out to near 20. 25 feet away on the left, it's Gebhardt. Elbow in the right, Ratterman starts to drive. Running one-hander, short. Rebound for Donier. Fort Loramie, no buckets from the floor in the third quarter. Still just two for the entire game, and we have played nearly 20 minutes. Redskins have lived at the line. Here's Cordonier, foul line, twisting, turning down the right side of the paint. She spilled on the play, and she'll get two. Five team fouls on Fort Loramie. Jenna Cordonier in the act of shooting. A couple at the charity stripe for her. She arches it toward the rim. Switch. She's got it. These Rushi Raiders shoot fouls extremely well. Jenna Cordonier, one of the weaker free throw shooters at 63%. Camia Wilson, 73%. Tiffany Hatcher over 80. Larissa Poling right at 70. Maria Heron, 75. Both made here by Cordonier, and the score is doubled. 32-16, Rushi. Top of the circle holdouts to Ratterman. Near side, it goes on the play to a Redskin player. It's Heather Eilerman. Bad pass, intercepted by Plyman. And she turns it on down the floor in the corner, still dribbling. Imwally all over her, and what's been called Rushi timeout by head coach Andy Timmerman. Minute 53 to go. 16-point lead Rushi late in the third on scores broadcast.com.
High quality furniture priced just right, always at Goffney Furniture, Route 47 west of I-75 in Sydney. And for your convenience, use the Goffney Design Center and Room Planning Service. Check out Goffney Furniture for your dining and living rooms, home office and entertainment spaces, adult and youth bedrooms, and more. Five-star delivery, 30-day guarantee at Goffney. Go to the website for more savings. That's Goffney Furniture, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com.
Rushi Raiders with a comfortable lead, 32-16. Fort Loramie, two field goals in the entire game. Abby Holdhouse, a shot in the paint. A good rebound play. Rayanne Fry, a steal and a drive, and that's it. 2 for 21. Unbelievable. That's less than 10% from the floor for Fort Loramie. Here's Larissa Poling catching a pass right side of the court for the Raiders. Fake left, went right, and dragged the pivot foot. And the Raiders are 12 of 24. Isn't that amazing? 50% from the floor for Rushi, less than 10% from the floor for Fort Loramie. And until the six quick points by Maria Heron a few minutes ago, Fort Loramie was in range, but not now. Here's a kneeing foul out on the arc. Kleiman got Ratterman. Team foul situation, 6 on Fort Loramie, 5 on Rushi, minute 31 left in the third. 32-16 Raiders. Inbounding Ratterman, throws foul line to Holdhouse, puts it on the deck, driving one-hander, off the rim, no good. Rebound Wilson, swiped on the play by Stang, hands off to Fry, little jumper from 10, it's short. Rebound Holdhouse, powers, and it missed. Rebound again, Stang, it missed. A lid on it for Fort Loramie. And the field goal percentage for the Redskins plummets all the way down to about 6 or 7%. And the Redskin bench can just smile. Sooner or later,
what are you going to do?
Yeah. Eventually, a shot's going to fall in. A minute to go in the third. Shea Borcher's back on the floor for Rushi. Throws foul line to Plyman. Right corner, Poling. Flips it cross court. Intercepted by Fry. Errant pass. Ill-advised. Fry, a run out. Down the floor to Ratterman. Open player low in the right. Stang. Five-footer banked in. Good three-on-two break by Fort Loramie. Stang on the finish. And that's the first field goal by Fort Loramie since midway first quarter.
They got one in each quarter. They had one, one in the second, now one in the third.
Midway second quarter was the last field goal for the Redskins.
Still long enough.
Who still trail by 14, 32-18. Cameo Wilson, 30 feet away with the ball, 18 seconds remaining, third quarter of play. Wilson near side to Plyman. Plyman on the bounce, down to 11. 14-point lead, Rushi. Wilson near midcourt, hands to Plyman with 6 to go. Bounces it down inside to Poling, scattered floor. Poling got it and scored. That's the third quarter. 34-18, Rushi in command by 16 on scoresbroadcast.com.
American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie completed major glass installation for the University of Kentucky Soccer Complex.
At Kentucky, we strive to be the best in everything that we do, from the outside and the inside, and American Architectural Glass provided that for us.
Your commercial and industrial glass connection is AAG.
They were able to put in really nice structures from the bottom up. They were able to put really nice glass doors in, and I think one of the biggest parts of our complex has been the field-level windows that they installed down on the playing surface so that our teams can watch from inside their team lounge, and that's been a really big sell in recruiting, and it looks nice, and it's very well done.
UK Soccer Complex is one of the best in the nation, thanks to AAG.
It absolutely was. You know, the work that was done by American Architectural Glass was extremely high quality.
Ohio State, Miami University, and the University of Findlay are also satisfied customers of AAG. American Architectural Glass, AAGinc.com.
This is Scores, broadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. Thanks so much to our Fort Loramie game sponsors here today on Scores. So much gratitude to Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram, M&A Muffler and Tires, and Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. Long three ball by Fort Loramie right away, starting the fourth quarter of action. It clanged off the rim, no good, went out of bounds. Rushi possession. Raiders up 16. Less than 20 seconds gone by, fourth quarter. Ball inbounded to Heron. Floats it up the floor to Hatcher, who angles off into the right corner. 16 fouls in Fort Loramie. Down inside to Wilson. Looked like she might have been hacked. Shot short. Ruled a block. Loose ball. Rebounding foul. Rushi. 16 fouls each way now.
It's going to be on polling, but at this point, I'm not sure that it makes much difference.
7 minutes, 36 seconds to go here in the fourth quarter. Fort Loramie has gotten a field goal in each of the three periods in this game.
I have to go way back in the records, but I can't imagine a Fort Loramie team with three baskets in three quarters.
Well, it was 10 years ago this month, 2007, in February that year when Rushi defeated Fort Loramie in a sectional final 50-45. Here's a beautiful drive of Stang right down the lane off the backboard to rim. It spun like a top on the iron and came off. A lid on it all day for Fort Loramie. Rushi snatched the board. Here's Heron, head of the key, picked up by Meyer. No quit in the Redskins. They're still attacking, playing tight D. Holdhouse on the hedge on top, reaches in, busted up the play. What's been called? Take a foul on Holdhouse who dove in.
I think that was the call.
Abby almost stole it. Then the aggression by Rushi freed the ball up again. Holdhouse jumped back in there late, picked up the foul. 1-1. Wilson, Rushi Raiders, arches it toward the basket and drains it. She, too, is a marvelous free throw shooter for Rushi. And the lead is 17, 35-18, with 6:57 to go in the fourth.
Well, they've only been there eight times, but they made seven of them.
Second free throw, Cameo Wilson, Rushi Raiders in the air, and she bangs in one more. 36-18, Rushi. 6:50 to go in the game. Left side pass to Fry, broken up momentarily by Hatcher. Fry at the elbow, left corner Stang, jumping, shooting, 17-footer, no good. Rebound, Holdhouse, who goes strong to the glass, up and through. 36-20, Fort Loramie down 16. Midcourt, Heron on the bounce, near side Plyman, both teams in the bonus. Whitney dribbles through the top of the key on her half of the court. Flings it on top to Hatcher, picked up by Ratterman. Right wing Heron, shot fake on the arc. Dribble drive, foul line, she shouldered. Defensive foul, Ratterman, and Heron has got the 1-1 for Rushi. Heron on the year, 75% right on the nose at the stripe. She dips the knees and got a favorable bounce on that one. It hit the ring twice, the backboard, and trickled through. Well, we've seen the two winning clubs here today, Jackson Center and Rushi, shoot fouls splendidly. The pair made by Heron, she knocks them both down, 38-20 Rushi. On the top, Meyer for Fort Loramie. Wide open player below the basket, Holdhouse. She catches, Poling grabs her arm and picks up a foul. That's Larissa's fourth, Chuck?
That's her fourth, yeah.
6:13 left here in the fourth, 38-20. In favor of Rushi, Holdhouse has got a pair at the stripe. She's perfect from that spot. 4 of 4. Abby is 5 for 5. 38-21. Rushi with 17. Winner of this game plays at 3 next Saturday at Troy against the Covington Southeastern winner. Second free throw. Abby Holdhouse right on the button again. 38-22. Chuck, I wish the NBA was here. All of them. What a clinic put on by these ladies. All four teams this afternoon shooting free throws. Outstanding. 2 minutes gone in the fourth. Rushi in the half court. Flips the ball around beyond the arc. It's Heron, 25 feet away. Guarded by Lukey on top to Cordonier. Right side Hatcher goes backdoor. Plyman starts to drive near the rim. Ball hit the underneath side of the glass. Came right down to Ratterman, who tried to wheel her way up the floor, and she couldn't get around the leg of Plyman, who fouled. 1-1, Fort Loramie. Well, the Redskins stayed in the game for 2.5 quarters, living at the line. Can they get back in the game, scoring points, with the clock stopped? Free throw, Taylor Ratterman, yes. 38-23 in favor of Rushi. Biggest lead, 18. a moment ago at 38-20 for Rushi. Raderman's got each one. 38-24. Four free throws by the Raiders here in the last minute. 14-point game. Rushi challenged in backcourt against the pressure. Heron fires up the right side to Plyman. Plyman steps over the timeline. Outside the arc on the left to Wilson. Into the lane, leaves it back out to Plyman. 5.5 to go in the fourth. Rushi content to work some clock. Ball fed right corner to Hatcher. Hatcher's doubled. Out to Cordonier. Hooks it, foul line extended left. Wilson tries a long one. 18-footer, hit the rim, no good. Scrap for the rebound. Foul or a jump. Looked like a Rushi player might have grabbed a Redskin.
Yeah, they're going to call that on Hatcher, and that's a good call.
Yep. 1-1. Redskins try to tally more points with the clock halted. And Rushi gets a timeout. Fort Loramie trying to seize the momentum. Redskins not out of this yet. 5:17 left. Rushi up 14 on scoresbroadcast.com.
The sale of new and used vehicles is booming at Geyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie.
Thanks in part to the high-tech internet, our business here at Geyer's is reaching out far beyond West Central Ohio.
Todd Geyer says that customers are coming from hundreds and hundreds of miles away.
Recently, an airline pilot from Washington, D.C. flew into Dayton. We picked him up.
Wow.
And he drove back to D.C. in one of our quality pre-owned Ram trucks.
And recently he had a family come all the way up from Nashville, Tennessee to Geyer's.
Yes, we did. That was just last weekend. A guy called and he drove from Nashville up here. Him and his wife picked up a trade-in truck we had here, just what he was looking for, and he drove back the same day.
You are always greeted with a big smile at Geyer's.
My whole family's bought new and used cars at Geyer's. Right people, right place, and right price.
On the web at GAIERSinc.com.
Thanks to Ken Barhorst, sports editor, Sydney Daily News. We understand that Covington has defeated Southeastern, so the Covington Lady Buccaneers advance to a district title game and will play the winner of this game at 3 p.m. next Saturday at Troy. 1-1 situation for Fort Loramie. Missed. Ball rolls far left side of the floor. Rushi scrapes it off the hardwood, and Fort Loramie fouls, reaching in from behind. Heron at the stripe for the Raiders. 1-1. Team fouls 9 each way. 5:14 to go in the game. And I think Hattie Myers got to come to the sideline. Maybe a scratch on her hand. Taylor Raderman back in. Raderman, Lubke, Stang, Fry, Holdhouse for Fort Loramie. 1-1. Maria Heron flexes those knees and buries the shot. Larissa Poling on the bench right now for Rushi. It's Shea Borchers, Plyman, Heron, Cordonier, and Wilson. Second free one, Heron, after nailing the first. Perfect again. These Rushi ladies miss very few free throws.
Well, they missed one today.
Here's Fry, far left side to Lupke, 40-24 Rushi. Below the foul line is Caitlin. Out back to Rayann Fry, who pumps up the three. No, weak side rebound. Yes! What a play down low by Lupke. 40-26. Rushi's lead, 14. 4:50 to go in the fourth. Heron midcourt picked up by Lupke. Heron left-hand dribble, foul line below it. Feeds Wilson, baseline right, jumper from 15, short. Rebound yanked down by Lupke. Outlet to Fry. Cross-court baseline right, Raderman open from 10, missed it. Rebound to Heron of Rushi, foul Fort Loramie. Boy, that was a big sequence right there. No, Rushi called for the foul. No, I guess it is on Fort Loramie. Held ball. Oh, I was wrong every which way. 4:29 left to go here in the fourth. That was a big shot right there by Taylor Raderman, Chuck. Had that gone down, the lead would have been trimmed to 12.
That would have given him a little bit of hope.
Here is Plyman at midcourt. Left side, Cordonier. Between the rings, Heron. Oh, good ball work down inside. An extra pass to Wilson. Out of nowhere, blocked away by Fort Loramie. Great effort by Stang. Out of bounds in the corner. Working like a team, Rushi got the ball down low in the right, but credit Sarah Stang. She crammed it out of bounds. Taylor Ratterman on the bench now for Fort Loramie. Ball inbounded. Imwally is back in. It's Cordonier, your foul line. Wilson low in the left. Borchers right back out on top to Flyman. Cross court, Cordonier, midcourt, Heron. 4 minutes to go in the game. Heron driving down the lane. Good give off on the play to Wilson in low. Couldn't get it to fall, but she's bumped, and she'll get two. Up 10 years ago this month, as I noted, Rushi defeated Fort Loramie 50-45 in a sectional final. And here today, 10 years later, Raiders have the upper hand, up 14. Cameo Wilson connects on another foul shot. Rushi ladies don't miss.
13 of 14 for the game.
It is routine target practice for them at the charity stripe.
7 for 7 here in the fourth quarter.
Second shot, Cameo Wilson concentrates, shoots, and it lipped the rim and came out. Rebound down to Stang of Fort Loramie. Difference in this game, 15 points. 3:50 to go in the fourth. 30 feet away, Meyer. Left side, Stang. Puts it on the floor, spin move. Goes to Holdhouse. Meyer, shot fake on the arc, drives down the left side of the lane. It rolled across the rim. Rebound is good by Holdhouse. 41-28, Fort Loramie within 13. 3.5 to go in the game. Midcourt, Plyman. Near side, Heron, Ferrucci. Meyer is trailing Maria. Here's a poor pass, nearly stolen by Fry, gotten back by Hatcher. Cross court to a teammate, Plyman. She's dumped on the floor. Ball rolling free. Raiders track it down, though. Foul line, Plyman. Left side, Hatcher in the corner. 3:05 to go. Hatcher carves out space in the lane, doesn't shoot. Flips right side to Cordonier. Out back to Heron. Here comes the double team. Maria dishes to Cordonier. Let's see if Rushi fouls. They bump Heron. That's the wrong person.
I don't think there is a right person. I'd run over and foul one of the JV players sitting at the end of the bench.
Oh, these Raiders are deadly at the free throw line. Maria Heron right back there. Double bonus. Excuse me. Up and in for Maria. 42-28 in favor of Rushi. Lead swells back to 14. 2:51 to go here in the fourth. Second shot for Maria. Right foot ahead of the left. Slightly open stance. Missed it off the flange. Rebound Holdhouse to Fort Loramie. 14-point game. Redskins need a goal right here. Lupke on the arc. To Meyer, 25 feet away. Back to Lupke. Baseline 16-footer. Swish. Lupke nails it for Fort Loramie. And we've got a 12-point game again. 2:37 to go in the fourth. Timeout called on scoresbroadcast.com.
The rules of dinner are changing at Frisch's Big Boy. New rule number one, you don't have to spend a lot to get a lot. Because right now, you can get 5 delicious dinners, each just $7.99. Country fried steak or chicken, roast beef, turkey or meatloaf, plus green beans and mashed potatoes with gravy. So you'll have no problem with an old dinner rule. Finish what's on your plate. Dinner rules at Frisch's Big Boy.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. Thank you so much, Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie. Customer service with a smile since 1922. M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie. A tire sale you'll never get tired of. Here's Rushi beating pressure down low on the left to Cordonier. She does not shoot, however. Instead, fires it back out to Hatcher. Near midcourt to Heron. And Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. Place your confidence in Mike Holdhouse and Tom Timmerman at TomJerry's.com. And in Rushi, the Francis Schulze Company and Superior Aluminum. Shout-outs to those folks. Thank you so much. The Francis Schulze Company and Superior Aluminum, which came on board during the basketball tournament last March. Foul committed by Fort Loramie. And what's new? Free throw buried by Tiffany Hatcher. 43-30. Rushiba 13, 2:11 to go. Hatcher again. All net. Raiders continue to be money at the stripe. Here is Hattie Meyer outside the arc of the left for Fort Loramie. Straight away to Lufke. Right wing Rayanne Fry. She hurls up a long three ball. Yes, yeah, she's got it. Swishing the nets from trifecta range. The lead down to 11. Here's Rushi, a minute 53 to go. Heron circles the wagons of Fort Loramie. Player down at the top of the key. Is that Rayanne Fry, Chuck?
No. Yeah, I think she rolled her ankle.
A lot of gratitude here today to Adams Tech Solutions in Anna near McCartyville, providing high-tech computer solutions. We have a short delay, a minute 50 left here in the fourth, as Rayanne Fry for Fort Loramie nurses an ouchy foot with Rushi up by 11, 44-33. Adam Rice provides high-tech computer solutions, upgrades, virus, spyware, service, custom build, data recovery, tutoring, data transfer, and more. Adam Rice, high-quality computer service on time, 937-538-6948. Plus, at Adams Tech Solutions, customized promotional items for you, shirts, mugs, pens, you name it. Adam Rice has got it, and he'll customize it for you. An array of promotional items also offered by Adam Rice at Adams Tech Solutions. And don't forget, high-quality computer service on time. Phone Adam Rice, 538-6948, 538-6948. Rayanne Fry helped to the near sideline, couldn't put a lot of weight on that foot. Rushi is fouled at midcourt. Plyman toes the stripe.
I think a lot of the tears were the score in her senior last game as much as it was the pain in her ankle.
A free throw, Whitney Plyman got it. 45-33 in favor of Rushi. Second free throw, Whitney, yes again. Raiders have been sparkling at the free throw line. In fact, all four girls' teams here today have shot from the stripe superbly. 13-point lead, Rushi, minute 35 left. Baseline right, Stang, shot fake, missed the runner. Weak side rebound, Holdhouse, no. She might have been fouled, got it back. She is fouled on that one, and she will get two at the stripe. As we've noted a few times, Fort Loramie Redskins with only four seniors. A lot of youth back next year. Youth which got valuable experience here this season. Free throw, Holdhouse, good. 46-34 in favor of Rushi. Second free throw, Abby. In the air, good again. Has she missed a foul shot, Chuck?
No, she is 8-for-8.
Timeout called, a minute 28 left in this game. 46-35 after two makes by Holdhouse. Raiders lead by 11 on scoresbroadcast.com.
A master's in business administration from Bluffton University can make a big difference in your life.
I really benefited from the master's degree at Bluffton University. It opened doors for me for career opportunities and expanded my earning power.
Gene Heath, director of cancer care at the Upper Valley Medical Center, says the Bluffton program is convenient. Finish in 2 years, go one night a week.
I was able to continue my career, raise a family, and earn a master's degree all at the same time.
Take Bluffton MBA courses at Edison and Pickwick, Northwest State in Archbold, or the Bluffton main campus. Engage in interactive learning from outstanding university professors.
Career-minded adult students want collaboration in the classroom. This Bluffton program provides a rich, in-depth learning experience.
Phone 800-488-3257 or go to bluffton.edu. Under academics, click on degrees, then graduate programs.
Do it like I did in 2 years, just a class a week.
The Bluffton MBA with YOU in mind.
Maria Heron is fouled 80 feet from the basket. Ball was inbounded. Maria got it. One dribble. Fort Loramie no choice but to send these hot shooting Raiders to the stripe.
18 of 21 from the free throw line.
Maria Heron right back there again. Up and good. 19 of 22 for Rushi at the free throw line. And the lead is 12 again. 47-35 as Jenna Cordonier comes out. Again, another solid floor game by Jenna. Heron is lipping the rim on this free throw. It dipped in, came out. Rebound Fort Loramie. Here come the Redskins down. Meyer, left side. Lukey, minute 17 to play. Rushi up 12. Outside the arc, near side at Stang. Lobs it cross court for Oldhouse. Good catch. Goes up against Poling, who blocked it. She altered the shot, no question. Rebound down to Heron Arushi. Up and over the timeline. Rayanne Fry, Caitlin Lupke, Hunter Bargy, Sarah Stang, the four seniors for Fort Loramie, which returns loads of young talent next year. And Maria Heron and Tiffany Hatcher graduate for Rushi. Christina Garkey, who is out with a knee injury this year, unfortunately, also a senior. Foul, Fort Loramie, and guess what? Maria Heron back at the line. Swish. 48-35 in favor of Rushi.
Coach Siegel still coaching up her freshman. She just called her over, and they talked about who they wanted to foul. Let her have the ball. Didn't foul her, and then they fouled Heron.
Second shot good. Fort Loramie heaves it 60 feet down the floor. Intended for Luke. He goes out of bounds to Rushi. But the Raiders beat Fort Loramie 50-27 and 45-30 in the regular season. And the Raiders are going to win here again today. It was 10 years ago this month when Rushi defeated Fort Loramie in a sectional final by a score of 50-45. And one decade later, the Raiders have done it again. Wholesale changes by the Fort Loramie Redskins. And a round of applause from both sides of the floor as Rushi substitutes freely as well. Excellent sportsmanship being displayed by both sides. And the Rushi Raiders will advance on to a district championship game against Covington next Saturday at 3, unless that game time were to change for some reason. The Rushi-Covington pairing is listed third on the SWDAB website, and the Jackson Center-Cincinnati Christian pairing is listed first at 11. 40 seconds left to go here in the fourth quarter. Rushi Raiders with the ball out of the arc. It's Shea Borchers. Now Jenna Cordonier. So many thanks to M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie, Geyer's Dodge, Chrysler Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie, and Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. M&A Muffler and Tires has big savings on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, you name it. Call Geppy, Jeff Gebhardt. He will pick you up and deliver your vehicle within a moderately short driving distance. Call 937-295-3971, 295-3971, M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie. And it Geyer's, a great inventory of new and pre-owned vehicles, customer pricing and financing. Pick a car out online, too, at Geyer's.com, G-A-I-E-R-S, Inc.com. Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie. Foul Rushi. Hunter Bargy missed a free throw, made one. It's 49-36. Rushi to midcourt, and that's going to do it. Packed house here at Sydney. Everybody on their feet. The Rushi Raiders defeat the Fort Loramie Redskins 49-36. This the closest of the three games played between the two clubs this year in the three outings. Rushi takes it for a third straight time by 13 points this time. And Rushi advances on to a district title game at 3 next Saturday at Troy versus Covington. Rushi Raiders, despite early foul trouble from Larissa Poling, get it done. We'll return to wrap it up in just a moment, Chuck. Let's take this break. Rushi 49, Fort Loramie 36. After Jackson Center earlier today defeated Troy Christian by a score of 41-28. Wells Brothers, Inc. in Anna, one of our underwriting sponsors. Diversity and excellence both describe Wells Brothers in Anna. So many thanks to our fine underwriting sponsors. Frisch is in Sydney. What's your favorite thing? Goffney Furniture in Sydney. Go to the website for more savings at goffneyfurniture.com. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Clancy's in Sydney. Nothing fancy, just fantastic food. Custom Foam Products in Fort Loramie, a world-class supplier. Brookins in Fort Loramie, no good eating place quite like it. The Bluffton University MBA program, finish in 2 years, go one night a week. Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed, Bambauer in Pemberton, Jackson Center, and New Knoxville. generation after generation of great service. The in-between, south of Botkins, where the food is not in-between, it's out of this world. John Hemp Imagery in Sydney, he gives you his best shot. Sydney Car Care, South 4th in Sydney, between the drive-in and the hospital. Fair price, fast service. Sydney Car Care, call 492-9495. Primary Eye Care Associates in Sydney, Troy, Fort Loramie, St. Paris, and Jackson Center. Take a long look at Primary Eye Care on the web at primaryeyecare.org. And as we've noted all day long, the Francis Schulze Company and Superior Aluminum in Rushi, and Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie, along with M&A Muffler and Tires, and Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. Chuck, a look at the final numbers. Redskins, just not enough made field goals, and the Rushi Raiders, too many made free throws.
Well, Fort Loramie ended up 8 for 40 from the floor. That's only 20%, but that is way up from where they were after three.
Yep, down to 7 or 8% at one point in time.
And then you look on the other side, you don't have to go very far. Free throw shooting for Rushi was 21 of 25. That's 80%. That's 84%. That's pretty impressive. Rebounding, Loramie got back into the rebounding battle. They only ended up losing that by one. But on the opposite side, Rushi quit turning the ball over so much. They ended up, they only had four turnovers in the second half. Looking at the Clancy's players of the game, on the Fort Loramie side, the only one in double figures, Abby Holthouse, I thought she had a pretty good game for him. She was 8 for 8 from the free throw line, scored 14 points. She is the Clancy's player of the game for Fort Loramie. On the other side, Maria Heron, and I'm going to go with Jenna Cordonier, too. She had 8 points. I thought she was terrific today off the bench.
Sure
so
was.
Heron and Cordonier on the Rushi side, Abby Holthouse for Fort Loramie.
That's Clancy's Wapak Avenue in Sydney. Nothing fancy, just fantastic food.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
Well, Chuck, your takeaways from the victories today by Jackson Center and Rushi.
Well, I mean, Jackson did what they had to do. Troy Christian, very physical, and they played with him for quite a while, but Jackson pulled away at the end. And this one was basically kind of what the first game at Rushi was, just a rout from the beginning. But this was like the second game at Fort Loramie. It's just, let's just face it, Rushi with their tonight, seven young ladies. That was nice that Borchers got in there and got them some time.
Yep.
So that gives them a little more depth. But hey, they shut them down defensively. They run their offense well, and if you put them on the free throw line, you're in trouble.
Isn't that the truth? Wow, 84% free throw shooting by Rushi here today. The Jackson Center shot lights out in game one at the free throw line. I can't recall what the Tigers were shooting fouls in our first contest versus Troy Christian.
12 of 15.
But it was mighty good. You know what? That's 80%. 4 over 5, 12 of 15. 80% for Jackson Center shooting fouls, 84% for Rushi shooting fouls. They both win by 13 points, and both clubs will be favorites in district championship games next week. Rushi, the edge over Covington, even though the Lady Buccaneers are mighty good, outstanding record. And I think the Cincinnati Christian team coming in will be a little below 500, taking on Jackson Center 11 o'clock next Saturday. Rushi Covington at 3. Those times could change. We'll have both games for you here on Scores Broadcast. Don't forget tonight, Anna Boys against Carlisle from Vandalia Butler. Tip off 7:40. Chuck, really enjoyed it. Great day. Tremendous crowd here for game two. A good one for game one. Terrific attendance here for the second contest.
Yeah, I mean, this is what you expect. When you see Rushi and Fort Loramie come out and play basketball, boys or girls, you're going to have a heck of a crowd. And when you're playing for a sectional championship, it even heightens it. It was a good crowd, well-officiated game, I thought. Rushi's is the better basketball team this year, but for the first time since I've been doing this, I'm not going to see Fort Loramie in a district game.
In fact, it's the first time since 07 that Fort Loramie was knocked out of the sectional, and Rushi did it that year, beating Fort Loramie 50-45 in the sectional finals. One decade later, Rushi does it again. The Rushi Raiders advance on. Rushi's record now expands to 20-5. Today, the Raiders' 20th victory on the campaign. Fort Loramie closes out 16-9. Rhett Gish has been our Scores Broadcast.com chief engineer. Chuck McBee alongside Stats Color on-site engineering. Don't forget, tip off about 8 tonight, could be a little after. Webcast time around 7:45, 7:50. Anna Carlisle boys from Vandalia Butler. Jack Kramer saying good afternoon from here at Sydney High School, where Jackson Center has beaten Troy Christian 41-28, and Rushi is down Fort Loramie 49-36 for sectional championships.
This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.